Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. It's the only show that benefits mankind. I'm your announcer, Tony Partington. Coming up on this edition of The Scope...
Yeah, it's New Year's Eve, and we're kind of winging it here, so didn't do any prep work. Have fun with the show.
And now, here are your hosts, Jarrett, Adam, and Shane.
Yes, indeed, you can tell by the sound of Jarrett's drink that it is New Year's. It's T-minus 4 hours until we reach 2009. Yeah. And guess what?
Yeah.
What Believe it or not, we are taping a show when Adam is not here.
Surprise!
Adam is not here. He is off at his own New Year's party. Yeah. My guess is that we will be talking to him later in the evening. Hopefully he will be smashed and...
I hope he brings his A-game.
Full of his witty Jewish wit. That he brings
his special Jewish wit
that's only intensified
Hebrew
by
Hebrew jokes. We love him
by his drinking. Yes, so
you think he'll be liquored up on Manischewitz?
I think he probably will be. Very nice, Jared. Yeah. Very, very nice. He'll have a tough time spinning that dreidel.
It's part of my New Year's Eve act chain.
I like it. So as Jared said, we're not prepped, but I think what this show is going to be is it's going to be a bunch of snippets of the New Year's party right. As it goes on. Usually, when we record on New Year's Eve, we are smashed. And then the show just degrades into this terrible train wreck of a mess, or at least that's how it feels. And then we just leave it alone. This year, we are starting sober, and we'll probably come back throughout the evening.
Maybe with some guests here and there?
With some guests. We might phone a few people as well, get some people on the line to see what they're doing across the country to find out their take on New Year's Eve and the year before them and the year after them coming out.
Sounds fantastic, Shane.
So, yeah, here we are. Jared's party is quiet right now, but everybody's upstairs while we're sort of sneaking in this recording session.
It is only 8 p.m. Central Time.
Yeah,
we had an early start, and we've been eating soup and wieners and balls. I mean, meatballs.
Well, you've been eating wieners and balls.
I've been having them in my mouth.
I've been eating the mini Cuban sandwiches that
there's those
that have been delicious as well. And nice
drinking
spread.
High balls. There's the balls again, Shane.
And I'm drinking out of a chalice.
It is fitting your kingly stature.
It is a chalice. So, yeah, it's pretty quiet now, but I have a hunch as the night goes on, we'll be drinking more and maybe playing. We better be playing Rock Band because I spent like $15 downloading music for people that they've requested.
I think we'll get started pretty soon here.
Yes, Jared's decorated the subterranean studios in fine fashion.
Festive lighting.
And that's that. So, Jared, do you have anything, final words you want to say about the year 2008?
While you're
sober.
I'm looking at the lights right now, and these are red lights, and they have various patterns that they flash on and off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
gorgeous.
Noticing that there's one white light.
I'm looking for
the string. It's in the foreground, Shane. You can't miss it. Between the lights one and two on the couch there. It's flashing very quickly.
Maybe I just can't see it because
it's really
my positioning.
Weird. Maybe it's just the tip that's white, but it's... anyway.
That's what she
it's
said.
It's neither here nor there. Yeah, exactly.
This is compelling radio. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in.
So I think we're going to sign off for now, but we'll be back maybe in an hour or so, and possibly a little drunker, possibly with some guests, and possibly with a phone in hand to dial up some long-lost and forgotten Scope guests. So
Word. So
stick around. We'll be back in a bit.
All right, it's me. I'm sneaking in for a little, I don't know what you want to call it, black market radio, playing Rock Band. We just played some Duran Duran. I did pretty well on the hard drums. That's about all I have to say. Shane's coming. Okay, we'll get back later.
And we are back. Can you hear me?
Shane, now you're back.
I am back. Can you hear me in your headphones, Gary?
I can hear you now.
We have got a special guest. What time is it, Jared, by the way?
It's 8:56 Central Time.
So when was the last time we checked in?
I don't know.
Anyway, we'll say hour and a half. We've got special guest number one, Gary, sitting here. He's been on the show before. Gary, let's get right to the point.
All right, to the point.
You've infuriated me.
I have.
I was going through, I don't know if you've listened to the show, but we've been encouraging listeners to stop by iTunes and give us reviews.
I've already
show.
Given you a review.
You gave us a review.
Yeah,
a long,
I was like your first review. Thank
time,
you.
How long have we,
thank you.
How long have we known each other?
Like 8 years?
7 or 8 minutes.
8 years. And the Scope show is only worth a 4-star review.
What's up with
from
that,
you?
4 stars?
You can't even give us a pity star.
Now, you know that the iTunes reviews go up to 5. Don't let the Scope scale influencer scores, because we only go to 4. iTunes goes
oh,
to 5.
Oh, is that what it... Oh, yeah. It's because I only gave you 4
stars.
Is 4 stars!
That's as high as it goes, but iTunes goes to 5.
And now they said we're never going to be a featured podcast
pretty much
of the month because of that 4-star review.
Yeah.
Steve
what
Jobs.
Have other people given you?
5 stars across the
everyone?
Board.
Everyone?
Yeah. Every single person.
Some people are trying to hack the system to add a 6-star. A 6th star. They like us so much.
I was just being honest.
Hmm. You can be more. You can be
what's
less
better than us?
You can be less honest.
I like Stereo Gum.
What the hell is that?
Well, if you don't know, you don't.
If I haven't heard of it, it doesn't matter. Apparently.
Oh, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Just well, remember whose show you're on.
I don't think I can. I don't think I can go back in and change my review though.
Well, we'll see. Maybe you could add another
Dude,
one.
I put that review up what over a year ago.
I know. I know.
And you hadn't even heard the show at that point.
I totally had.
And we've been steaming for a year.
I gave that review over a year ago. I know. And you're just bringing it up now.
Really?
Talk about timely.
I know. Sometimes it just takes a lot of guts and determination.
Did you hear about that recent current event, the Cuban Missile Crisis?
I haven't heard. I heard
about
that
World Series of Pop Culture in which Gary complained about Shane rigging the questions.
He totally did. He
also
admitted
current
it.
News. Why are we talking about it?
Shane admitted it.
Of course, I admitted it. Did you read my post on the internet? My response to you, Gary, which is 100% correct.
I don't have the internet.
He doesn't have the internet.
Gary, get on the mic and explain things.
No, there seems to be some sort of weird thing going on here at the New Year's party. But let's get down.
Why
to brass.
Why did everyone leave and they're not playing Rock Band anymore?
Let's get down to brass tacks, Gary. Right. 2009 is coming.
Yes.
What are your expectations for 2009? And before that, you know, we've done our best of 2008. You are a pop culture junkie. Give us your favorite movie, your favorite television show, and your favorite song or album and or album of 2008. Let's start with
and
that.
And I'll check my email in the meantime.
Jerry's going to take a nap. Still not drunk, by the way.
Favorite movie of 2008. I didn't see a lot. I'd have to go with Dark Knight.
Dark Knight. Your favorite television program of 2008.
How I Met Your Mother's been consistently good this season.
You know, we've talked about that show a lot. And finally, your favorite album and or song?
Oh, there's so many good ones.
Excuse me.
Do I go old school, new school, R&B, or hip-hop?
Well, you pick a song from 2008.
Perhaps ska?
Choose an old school 2008 song, Gary.
Come on, Gary. What album could you not take out of your tape player?
Quit checking out my girlfriend.
What?
Oh.
You know, truthfully, I've been listening to REM's Accelerate quite a bit.
Really? So you like that album? It kind of goes back to the roots of REM,
I think. Except I think the main difference is Michael Stipe's voice is a lot clearer now than it was. He doesn't mumble as much.
Not so gimmicky.
Yeah,
and
but it's solid writing, solid lyrics. The musicianship is amazing on that album.
And your favorite song of the year?
I'm gonna go with Amanda Palmer's Oasis.
I do not know that song. Jared, can you find it quickly?
Let me fire up the songs and see what we got.
He's gonna look for it. And
you stall for time.
Okay, so right, you've talked about that. What about a song that you should be embarrassed to like, but you like anyway? I had a Rihanna song and a Chris Brown song in my list.
You know, I have to admit, I picked up the new Guns N' Roses album.
Really?
Not even to review it.
Did you set it back down again?
No, it's been consistent.
Do you actually like it, huh?
It sounds like a lot of B-sides off of Use Your Illusion.
Doesn't it sound like a lot of B-sides from that new metal of 1996? It seems to me very, very dated.
That's what I was saying. It sounds like B-sides off of their last real albums, Use Your Illusion.
Long time ago.
Yeah. So that was what, 92, 91, 92?
Somewhere in there. Got to the party. Is this it? Look at how quick Jared is. And I must have been thirsty because I drank it so quickly. When I got to the bedroom, there was somebody waiting. Jared nodding his head.
I'm waiting for the hook. Where's the hook?
It's coming. They're layering right here. You said this is Amanda Palmer, Oasis?
The song is named Oasis by Amanda Palmer, the lead singer, songwriter for the Dresden Dolls.
The Dresden Dolls. Yes. There we go. A little indie cred for Gary.
I try.
A little pre-chorus. Building some tension.
It's coming. We like it.
I like that. And we're waiting for the release.
Here it comes.
And
here we go.
And he turned it up. Here we go.
And we're done.
It's a peppy song about rape and abortion. What do you want?
And that's what the world needs more of.
Yeah.
Finally, 2009. What are you looking forward to? What do you hope happens in this great world of ours? Bring it down.
Seriously or fun wise?
Let's do both. What the heck?
Okay. Seriously, I hope the economy gets better. Mm-hmm. I hope none of us has to go searching for jobs.
scary business, isn't
it? I know, it is. Because I was unemployed for 4 months in 2007. Wasn't fun.
No, it is not.
Adam was unemployed. Yeah, it's not a fun thing.
For 18 months.
Adam, I miss you. I miss you, Adam.
He's getting sauced, and we're going to be talking to him later, by the way.
Oh, I'll have to listen to that.
I
got nothing.
He's got nothing. Well, Gary, we appreciate your heartfelt emotions.
Fun stuff.
We all
your candor.
Even though you only like
fun stuff, I'm hoping Watchmen actually gets released.
Yeah, we were just talking about that earlier. Watchmen in flux. No. I was talking to a guest here at the party, and we were talking about Watchmen. It's who knows? I think it will get fixed.
And darn dirty Fox. And I'm looking forward to the next Harry Potter film.
And Carrie's young.
Carrie is bored silly. So, Gary, listen, we're just trying to do short little snippets. So I want to thank you for coming to the party.
Thank you,
sir. You stick around as long as you want. You keep listening to the show. Hopefully, we'll be better than an 80% positive scope show. We're going to work towards 100% for you. That's going to be my scope resolution of the year, Jared.
Rock on.
Over 80%.
That's good.
Thank you.
I like it.
Okay,
I love you guys.
Thanks, Gary.
Thank you. So we'll take a break. We'll be back in a little bit.
All right.
We're back on the air with the scope. We're talking about tentacle porn, Japanese hentai, apparently.
I was just listening. Totally reminds John and I of Amber.
Who's on that? His daughter.
Jane, get on the mic.
They both said it.
Jane, get on the mic.
No, you don't. You
hello?
Yeah, we're on.
Are we on? Okay.
I tried to get some of the magic of them talking about the Japanese tentacle porn, but whatever.
Okay, so it is about an hour later. Yeah. We're going to have our first secret guest. We're going to dial
I have obviously been singing. I've been losing my voice here a little bit, as you can hear. So this is the magic of the time lapse, Shane, as you can hear the progress.
I love it. How are you doing in the drunk scale? Your drunk scale score is?
Well, let me go here. Four is passed out, right?
Yeah.
So it's impossible to actually trigger.
One is sad and disgusting.
Really? Oh.
Well, just sad.
The scope score is 3/4 star.
I'm only about there. I went into my white wine, and now I'm drinking a cranberry lambic. I'm all over the map. This could be trouble. I could be purple by the morning. Who knows?
Can I tell you, I have no buzz. None.
I have very little.
None.
I'm working on it, though, Shane. This is my theory, though, Shane.
Go ahead.
We've not had the attendance that we would have liked. And I think that everyone else needs to step up so that the party atmosphere is full on.
Can you put John on the headphones right now?
John, put on your headphones. The mic's live. Join the party.
And get a chair while you're at it, sucker. We're going to add a special guest to the Scope show right now, the New Year's Eve Scope show. It's John. Last time he was on the show, I think it involved the Transformers discussion that we had.
I think
a year
I was
ago.
On episode 4.
He also was a part of our...
What are we on now?
He's listed on the website as a regular contributor.
Yep, he was a part of our terrific April Fool's episode where he replaced us for one show.
Oh,
great.
That's right. Yes, I did.
So, Jared, I need to do a long-distance call. What do I do? Just hit 1 and let her rip or just dial the number?
I believe it's 1, but I don't know. I think you might just... Whatever. Try it.
Okay, I'm going to start dialing numbers, see what happens. 1, what do you think? What do you think? 1 or just the number? What do you think, John?
Do 1.
Just 1 and then the number.
And then make sure you put in your calling card.
And we'll do dialing music.
I don't have any dialing music.
It's
very lo-fi production.
I always ask him for dialing music, and he never has it.
You fuckers. Here, I'll get you some electric flutters. You want that?
Yeah.
There you go. That's all you get.
And the age of the...
Okay, is this mic on?
It is now.
Okay, we're dialing our special guest right now.
Who is this again?
We'll see. Does he answer? Exciting business. And if this doesn't work, we're going to call Adam.
Where is Adam?
Hello?
Is this John?
Hey.
Hey, John. This is Shane. How you doing?
How you doing?
Great. You sound much different on the lo-fi regular phone connection.
Well, we got to switch it up every now and then.
We love it. So it's New Year's Eve. Unfortunately, not a lot of us here are drunk, but we're drinking. And for those who are listening, this is John from Metro Buzz, the guy that single-handedly got us 10 more listeners. John, what say you on this New Year's Eve? It is 1 hour later, so you must be deep in confetti and all sorts of fun things.
We're getting pretty close here on the East Coast, aren't we?
Yes, you are, sir. Yes, you are. What are you doing? What's the exciting things happening on the West or in the East Coast right now?
Not too much here. We got Bill and Hillary Clinton getting ready to push the button in Times Square.
Are they demolishing a building?
Are they demolishing a building? What's going on? I don't know if you can hear Jared talking, by the way?
Probably.
Barely.
Okay, yeah, we got a phone right up to a mic right now, and it's tougher to hear you, but...
It's very primitive.
Very primitive. That's our good friend, another John, as a matter of fact. He's sitting in for Adam, because obviously Adam isn't here, because he isn't here about every third show.
Oh, really? Yeah. Is he stuck in Azeroth for New Year's? Or
I think he's at a better party. That's what he says anyway. Uh-huh. No offense.
Yeah, he might be right. He might be right.
Oh, he is right.
he knows.
It's like you're here. It's crazy. So are you surrounded by people? You hanging out? You doing low-key, John? What's the word for tonight?
No, just chilling out by myself tonight. Just taking care of some stuff around here. Got to see a bunch of my friends who did come back down here for Christmas and stuff. So that was a lot of fun.
And my sources are telling me, my sources being you, that you are playing a lot of World of Warcraft. Is that happening tonight?
Well, my friend Alice, who actually did our website design for our site, MetroBuzzPodcast.com, she...
Good plug, by the way.
Yeah, I like how you slipped that in.
And she did the... she gave me, like, the 10-day, you know, refer friend trial, because I'd actually never played it before. I saw what it did to half my housemates in college, and I said, I don't have the time.
It crushes you, doesn't it? It takes all of your will to live a regular life away, and you just turn into this crazy virtual zombie.
Well, it's true. I mean, one of my housemates actually bought gold on eBay, and we were like, Steve, you do realize you're, like, single-handedly fueling, like, sweatshops in China.
He bought fake gold.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. He bought fake gold online with real money.
Maybe that's what we need to get Obama turned on to change this entire country, you know? Let's not worry about infrastructure. Let's just do fake gold mining.
Right, no more fake gold and rainbows and puppy dogs for every household.
Unicorns!
That's what I was promised, personally. I don't know what he does, but...
Very nice. So, you guys, are you in hiatus for your show now? What's the situation? Let's break it down for our listeners.
Yeah, we're in hiatus. We're going to come back. The plan is first week of February. So we're just, you know, I mean, we're still, you know, it's the holidays still. So we haven't done, you know, the planning for the new season yet, so probably can get to that pretty soon. We do have some pretty cool stuff already lined up, though, some really exciting stuff. So season 3 will be kicking off in about a month here, and it should be a lot of fun.
Are you changing your format at all? Do you do different theme songs? Do you brainstorm ideas? How does the season situation work, since... We here at The Scope, we just use the same old thing over and over again.
Wait, is that a dig?
That's a dig.
We just try to refresh the show. You know, we try to. It's going to be, you know, the same basic show, but, you know, every year we say, okay, you know, what's working, what's not, you know, what can we change? So, you know, we'll probably look for some new music, look for some new segments, but at core, you know, it's the same show, which is always a lot of fun. But we're already cooking up a few surprises, maybe some special interviews that are going to be a lot of fun, and. We hopefully have some cool new stuff going on.
Well, I've got the first memo, Jared, and they said what's not working is these Scope guys riding on their coattails.
Yeah, clearly.
It's very, very
shut
frustrating.
Them down.
So, John, we've been asking all of our special guests your favorite movie, your favorite television program, and your favorite album or song of 2008. Can you answer that question?
Yes, I can.
Let's go.
I mean, movies, actually, that's one thing I'm really looking forward to MetroBuzz starting up again, because there's actually a lot to talk about with movies. There have been some really good ones coming out in just the past couple of weeks.
Absolutely, and here in Minnesota, we don't get to see half of them, so, right. For instance, like The Wrestler has not even opened here yet, and I'm sickened by it.
Shameful.
I actually just saw that one a couple days ago.
Did you love it?
Very good. I loved it. It's a great performance by Mickey Rourke, definitely.
Well, we want to see that really bad. Now, I think I've read in one of your forums that you thought Bedtime Stories was the best movie of the year with Adam Sandler. Is that true?
That absolutely is true. Absolutely. You know, you could really have. Now, I mean, it's essentially poetry set to film. I think that was my quote: poetry set to film.
I think I might be seeing that in some of the advertisements for that movie.
Yeah.
Advertisements.
Yeah, thank you. That's my British pronunciation. So, tell us about your. Tell us about your favorite movie, or if you just are kind of waiting for stuff, or skipping out of TV, whatever you want to do. This is your moment to shine, John.
Well, I think that, I mean, actually the Oscar, you know, Best Picture category, I think is going to be a lot tougher to call than we originally thought. I really enjoyed Slumdog Millionaire when I saw it. I think that might be a front runner. I thought Benjamin Button was a very good film. I think I might put Slumdog a little bit ahead of it. But in all honesty, and I know you know, you guys are going to know where I'm coming from, it's very hard for me to say The Dark Knight wasn't my favorite movie of the year, because that movie just blew everyone away.
Did you like...
Damn straight!
Did you like Dark Knight better than Iron Man? That's a big debate around the Scope Studios.
Iron Man was great, but The Dark Knight made Iron Man look like a comic book movie.
Wow.
That's very deep. So you like those movies. I really want to see Slumdog Millionaire. We have not seen that.
It's very, very good.
It's showing at two theaters around here, and you know, we're practically a rural in Minnesota compared to the East Coast, so it's difficult for us to cope. Now, but one thing that we do have in common is we all get the same airwave transmissions with television. What is your favorite television show of the year?
Favorite television show
yes.
of the year, I would probably, I mean, it's hard to not say, you know, it's hard to not say Lost Season 4. I mean, that was just a fantastic, fantastic season. It was back to Season 1 glory, but even more than that. And, I mean, it's really hard to not say Lost. I have to say, though, I'm a big 24 fan, and I've had to wait an entire year, and finally that's coming back in a couple weeks, so I'm excited about that, because we didn't have any 24 last year.
Yeah, you know, I call myself a television fan. I've never seen an episode of 24. No,
you will watch one, and then you will want to inject the rest of them into you.
What about the new ads with Kiefer Sutherland walking around for 45 minutes just posing in front of the camera?
Well, what's the question?
No, what if...
This is why John is not a regular.
Oh, shut up.
Wow.
Yeah, I actually own 4 seasons of 24. I've never watched one of them. I think that speaks volumes of me.
That makes you a poser.
It does. I'm
Shane.
A total poser. You know, John, I want to ask you one question before we move on to music. And this is yet another debate that we have around here. Do you think that Lost ever lost, no pun intended, any of its get up and go in that, you know, late second season, early third season, when all the critics were saying, "Ooh, it's so terrible, it's lost its way"? I personally have always thought that show has been spot on, maybe a little long here and there, but I think probably one of the best written shows consistently over time through all of the seasons. And anyone that rips on Lost for being bad in season 3 and even late season 2, they are retarded. Your opinion?
Wow, that's a strong statement. I'm pretty much the same way. I mean, I never stopped watching it. I never considered stop watching it. You know, I mean, there is a big difference between something like that and, you know, when Colin and I were on the show, we were talking about Heroes. You know, I stopped watching Heroes cold, and I didn't come back to it because I was like, this is not living up. The first season had promise, but then it just died. And with Lost, even though season 2 definitely dipped, and I mean, it's a little hard to say because, you know, Colin and I got to go to Comic-Con for the past 2 years. Mm-hmm. Like, we got to go to Lost panel, got to talk to, you know, not us personally, but we got to hear Damon Lindelof, Carlton Cuse, the producer of the show, talking about it. Even they admit that season 2 they were tap dancing a little bit because they didn't know how long they had for the show. They didn't know if AB, I mean, it was a big hit after season 1, so rare that a TV show is such a big hit nowadays. ABC is going to want to milk that as long as they could, so they didn't know if they had to plan for 7-8 seasons. And if that was the case, they couldn't start, you know, telling stuff as much as they really wanted to. So they even admit there were episodes in season 2 that probably were unnecessary.
A little bit of a filler.
That they could have put, you know, stuff together. So, I mean, you know, they're definitely for people, you know, I'm not the type of person who, you know, normally rewatches, like, the DVDs, but I know a lot of people have been preparing for, you know, for this coming season.
Sure.
You know, but when people are rewatching the DVDs, they'll be saying, like, there was that part in season 2 that you could really tell was kind of like the bunch of added extra episodes. But I mean, I agree with you. All in all, it was still an enjoyable show. It was rare that I would see a Lost episode and say that was a waste of my time, because it was still, there's still so much good stuff, and they had done enough work, I think, ahead of time to set themselves up before that.
Mm-hmm.
That I mean, I was never let down. And then, I mean, when season 3 started for me, I was back. I thought season 3 was a really good season.
I absolutely agree with you. You know, I think part of the letdown with season 2 has to do with the fact that it's such an interesting and unique premise to start with, that it's hard to carry that momentum into an established show. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
So I don't, you know, obviously they, you know, they talk about tap dancing and sort of what are we going to do if we're going to go on for 5 seasons or 10 seasons. But still, you know, overall, I think one of the best acted shows consistently over the run ever. And anyone that debates that, I think they're crazy. That's what I think.
Now, I have a question for you guys.
Please.
Are you going to come to Comic-Con with us this year?
Oh, that's a great question.
Because you guys would love it.
I know we would. The problem is I'm like 30 years older than you, and it's hard to get away on that kind of stuff. But
I would love to.
Jared, it's always been Jared's lifelong goal. He's only had 2 goals in his life. One,
three
goals. One, to go to Comic-Con.
Yep.
And then 2, to have the entire collection of Strawberry Shortcake from the early 80s.
Uh-huh.
And then three to Secretly Kiss John sitting right here. And that might happen tonight.
Well, we'll see. The cranberry lambic has taken hold.
But
I got an update on my drunk right
reading
now.
Reading right from the senior profile in his yearbook, aren't you?
Say again?
You're reading right from the senior profile in his yearbook, aren't you?
Yeah.
Most likely to have the entire Strawberry Shortcake collection. Well, we would love to go to Comic-Con. There's no doubt about that.
You guys would be just like over. I mean, it's tiring. I mean, it's literally a workout, which almost it sounds funny to say, but it's true. But I mean, you guys would be in heaven.
I think we've got to talk about that. You guys, I'm assuming, are going and going to have a huge presence there this year or next year.
Well, every year we've had more podcasters. Like last year, if you watched our vidcast, you know we had a bunch of podcasting friends that didn't come the first year we were there. So I mean, we have a bigger group every year. So I mean, you guys would be right at home with us.
Sweet, we're road tripping. California.
We love it. California. Here we come. Gold Rush.
Yeah.
One more question for you, John, and then we're going to let you go because I'm sure you're sick of this and sick of us talking about this. But your favorite music of the year, are you a big music guy? Anything that stands out for you?
Yeah, I mean, probably less, though, as compared to film and TV. But I'd say in terms of album, I think, you know, we've been talking about it a lot, but I think I have to give it to Kanye.
Jared, yep. Love that album.
There you go, 808s and Heartbreak.
And quickly, any songs this year that you love, but you're embarrassed to tell people that you love them?
Oh, I'm normally not embarrassed, though. That's the problem. My iTunes is so eclectic, it's just ridiculous. I go from Mozart and Eminem to a Norwegian version of Aqua by Barbie Girl.
Wow.
I mean, it's pretty ridiculous.
You have a strong sense of self, which we really appreciate here at The Scope. I myself was embarrassed by my Rihanna love and Chris Brown love, but I can't help it. It's the way it goes.
There you go. Yeah, too bad Adam's not here. I was all set to talk about like Warcraft and stuff. I guess we'll postpone that.
Yeah, we actually haven't talked to Adam yet tonight. I think we're going to give him a call in a little bit, but yeah, he is.
I would have been curious to hear his thoughts because the scope of the game is very enjoyable in terms of like what they've done with it. But I have to say, I don't know if it's my type of game. I don't know how much of a role-playing gamer I actually am. But, I mean, it was definitely cool to try out.
Well, we're not doing that here. We're doing nothing but Rock Band. You should have heard me sing Red Hot Chili Peppers earlier. It was magical. Absolutely magical.
Nice. Magical as in crap.
Thank you, John. So, the other John, we're going to let you go. But I personally want to thank you for having us on your show earlier this year. It was great fun for us, and we've proven that we're trivia champions and unsurpassed by most people. And also, just thanks for giving us that exposure out there. I know we've talked about it, but we have definitely gained a lot of new listeners and a lot of fans because of, you know, just a simple email that you sent out to us. So we really, really appreciate it, and hopefully we'll have more fun collaborations in the future.
Hey, that sounds great, definitely.
So I want you to have a great 2009. Say hi to Colleen for us. I'm sure she's probably out partying with the Lost Boys herself. And, yeah, that's about all I have to say. Any parting words before we cut you off?
All right, guys. Well, Happy New Year to all the Scope fans out there, and Happy New Year to you guys.
Thank you very much, John. We will talk to you in 2009.
All right, take care, guys.
Later.
Bye-bye.
So there you go, Jared. How was that interview?
That was good. You kind of had to speak for me because I couldn't be heard.
It's hard to say. When we do this lo-fi thing, John, you can't. The people on the phone can't hear us.
He was very informative, though.
Yeah, John's good. John is really good on the mic. He knows how to talk. He's got the power to fill time, and usually what he says
means
something.
He's pithy, Shane. He's pithy. That's what
he's
I like.
He's pithy. I like it.
Pithy, yes.
Pithy.
So, John, you're not feeling drunk? Can I?
No, I'm... No, I've
got an update.
Beer number six, and no, I've got nothing. It's been like 4 hours. So.
Jared's got an update.
I've got
go
an
ahead.
Update on my drunkenness. As
go
I've
ahead.
Been sitting here, the alcohol's been taking hold a little bit.
Okay,
and we're about here now.
Hit it.
The Scope score is 1.5 star.
So we're getting closer to the four.
Okay, so this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna sign off. We're gonna go do a quick Rock Band song or two, and then maybe
which one, Shane?
Shane, we also have a post midnight treat. Other than maybe we can get pre midnight. I don't know.
What are we talking about?
We've got orange cello.
Oh, orange cello! I almost brought the lemon cello, but orange cello could be delish.
He's got orange.
Orangelo.
It's in the freezer.
Orangelo.
Well, let's cut off. Let's do some Rock Band, and then we'll be back with more Scope goodness a little bit later.
All right, here's the deal. Everyone's gone to the bathroom. The Rock Band is failing miserably. I don't understand what it is. And now we've sat down to do the show. By the way, I'm joined by Carrie and Kent. Say hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
All right. Thanks you. Thanks for chiming in there.
Not a problem.
You hear Metallica in the background. Carrie is texting.
Carrie.
All my friends are either lame or have weak bladders.
Am I not a friend then?
No, you're a friend.
I don't have either.
I think it's the weak
bladders. Now, you've caught me in a contradiction, and that's
a
problem. So if I go by my rules that I stated in that my friends are either lame or have weak bladders, then you're not a friend because you're not lame or have a weak bladder.
Exactly.
So
how about that?
I have to expand my boundaries of friendship and include you.
I'm just awesome.
You have strong bladder and non-weakness.
Awesome.
And non-lameness. Kent?
Yes?
Thank you for coming out. How are you enjoying the party so far?
Oh, it's very good so far.
Yeah?
I'd like to see a little more Rock Band.
Well, we're going to get to it as soon as my weak-bladdered friends get back.
No, it just means that the alcohol is flowing.
That's true.
And they're very much enjoying their holiday.
I've been drinking the cranberry lambic. I'm going to update my drunk status.
The scoop score is 1 3/4 stars.
Really? Even sorry, that high?
Yeah, well,
1 3/4.
I was 1.5, so we're going in quarter increments here. Shane, I had to do an update without you.
What the hell, Shane?
What's going on here?
Each beer's a quarter or what?
Why are you sitting in my spot?
I know. What the heck?
Shane, it's all on me. I told her to put on the headphones instead of the mic, and we're going to do an update.
Yeah.
What's the update? What am I missing?
No, I was just saying that all my friends are lame and have
apparently
weak bladders.
Apparently you have a weak bladder.
Everyone has a weak bladder. Nobody's drinking, Jared. What's going on here?
Why are they not drinking? Mike was the last... All right, Mike was... This is momentous news.
Yes,
Mike,
we went to the alcohol store? Liquor store?
Yes,
the alcohol store.
Were you there?
That's what we call it here in Minnesota, the alcohol store.
Here's the thing. They went to Otto's Liquor, which is nearby, and they were the last customers of 2008.
Yeah.
I think that's momentous.
It's a momentous thing.
Yes.
It is.
Applause for them.
Yay.
And Shane's taking pictures.
Oh, no.
So apparently, Mike, if you remember New Year's Eve special 2 years ago, Mike was the one who was a virtuoso on guitar.
He was a virtuoso.
And he was also drunk. And apparently, he claims that he ran out of beer. I think that he didn't like some of the beer he brought, or everyone drank his beer. I don't know.
Everybody was drinking it, is what I heard.
Yeah, but there is a beer up there that he does not fancy.
He doesn't like the cranberry lambic.
I know.
Which I'm drinking, and I love
it. Is it good?
I freaking love it.
I might have to try that.
We're in a podcast. I fucking love it.
Whoa! Oh! Explicit.
Wow.
Yeah, I fucking love it.
Oh, again.
Oh, Carrie's taking my picture. Hi.
You should really decipher
my
in
Carrie with
the
a
two.
C taking a picture. Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Jared, let's bring this back under control. We've got Kent and Carrie here. I'm taking over the interview. Kent,
are you saying that I'm rambling? Are you saying that I have nothing to contribute?
I want to get some deep questions.
No.
I'm going to talk to Kent right now. Kent, there's a million things I have to ask you, and the first is third input. What do you think?
Excuse me?
Exactly what you're thinking.
This is absolutely not gay.
Exactly.
Come on, that was funny, Jared. You have to admit.
Shane, I've only got one thing to say about the third input.
It's going to be tight, y'all.
Wow. Classy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What else are you going to ask?
I don't know. See, there's no frame of reference for everyone here.
I know. Well, that's okay.
Had me sit down and talk.
You know, this is what I like to call slam podcasting, okay?
This is
slam poetry. This is slam podcasting. I'm coining a phrase right now.
Nice.
10:30 p.m. Central Time.
Noted.
December 31st, 2008. Slam podcasting. I've coined the term.
All right.
Kent, we're asking everyone the same three questions. Your favorite movie, your favorite television program, your favorite song or album the year.
Fourth question. Favorite input.
Favorite input. We'll tackle that one at the end. That's sometimes the toughest one. Kent, favorite movie of the year?
Favorite movie of 2008.
No, of 1996, actually, is what we're looking for. That seems very timely.
Or your favorite John Hughes film.
Yeah. Molly Ringwald, will she ever be a hit? Do you see movies?
I do see movies.
All right. Thank you, Jared.
I haven't seen many this year. I'm not going to lie.
Batman? You like Batman?
I did not see it yet.
Jared, you did not see Batman. Jared, I don't like it because Kent's big noggin is in the way. I can't see your face.
Shane, I saw about 5 movies this year, and even I saw Batman.
Wow.
Dark Knight.
I'm planning to see it. I just haven't made it around to that yet.
You saw Iron Man.
What I love is Metallica's blasting in the background.
I'll go with Iron Man.
Iron Man, favorite movie. Favorite television program. Do you watch TV? Are you a TV guy?
I do watch TV.
So hit me. What do you think? America's Most Wanted? Best show ever?
America's Top Model?
That's no.
Paris Hilton's my new BFF?
Yeah, Jared, we're going to get to that later on you.
I don't care.
Really?
Bring it on. I have no embarrassment over it. None.
You should.
I have
none. I don't know much about that.
You should.
No,
you should.
I don't care.
Just admit you like it because your girlfriend likes it. Admit
that's part
it.
Of it.
Okay, thank you. At least you're honest.
It's something we share.
Well, if you can enjoy it with him, that's the most important thing, right?
Oh, jeez, get out of here. Turn his mic off
I'm
now.
About to fillet this mic.
Wow.
All right, so what was his favorite show?
We got to talk into the mic here at the K.
What was his favorite show?
He didn't tell us yet.
Oh.
I didn't. I'll go with Lost.
He's going with
that's
Lost.
That's a good pick.
That's a great good. Selection. And finally, favorite album or song of the year? Conway Twitty had a new album. I know you'd be into that.
No, I... Not keeping current on my music, apparently.
He's not.
I can't think of anything.
He can't think of anything. Carrie, with the K, you're sitting here.
Yes.
You know the list.
I would say Kung Fu Panda.
Jeez. Strike.
But then, as an adult movie, I would have to say Dark Knight myself.
No, adult. You said adult movie, so it's got to be something porno, right?
Yeah.
On the spot.
Wow.
Well, you know what? I'm going to come back with my song.
He's going to come back with it. All right, I like it.
I don't actually know if it's a 2008 song, but I think I first heard it in 2008.
Which Girls Just Want to Have Fun
you know
is
what?
Not
actually,
a 2008
I think that,
song.
I take that back. I think it's from 2007.
Fire
that,
and Rain from
the Damien Rice
James
song,
Taylor.
Nine Crimes.
Oh. What song is it?
Yeah.
Nine Crimes. I just bought it in 2008. Does that count?
That counts. We'll count it. Jared, give him a plus.
All right.
Effect.
So.
Okay, Carrie, you've got a television program you need to pick.
Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory. That's, you know what? That show is gaining ratings every week.
Yep. It's awesome.
Every
it's
week.
A good show.
And even though there's been reruns on for the last, 3 weeks, still laugh at all the jokes. I really like it.
All right. And your favorite
it's very
movie?
Rewatchable.
Favorite movie besides Kung Fu
or, I'm sorry, favorite music. I'm
favorite
totally
music.
Screwing
Kings
up the list.
Kings of Leon.
Kings of Leon. Great
Ooh,
song. Favorite song off of that album.
I'm not good with song names.
I Say You Somebody is one of my favorite songs of the year.
I would agree.
A lot of people like Sex on Fire. I like You Somebody
no,
better.
I would agree with that.
And finally, give me a percentage of a strong romance between the two of you in 2009. Percentage chance.
3%?
Little blushing here, you know.
I'm always blushing, so that doesn't mean
well,
anything.
Well, Kent, you're going to have to fight me over her. Because
okay,
I like all women with name of Carrie. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Yay.
Doesn't matter which consonant starts the name.
It does not matter. Doesn't matter if you spell it wrong or you spell it right.
She just wants to use somebody.
Here we go. Use somebody. Right here on the Scoop. WSCP. We got some great song. You turn it down, Jared. I was going to hit the post on that one.
Sorry.
Okay. Now I can't do it. Anyway, guys, thank you for your opinions.
Yeah.
I hope you have a great new year.
You
thank
too,
you,
Shane.
You too.
And Jared.
Thank you.
Jared, I hope you have a terrible new year.
No, I don't.
I love this. I'm honing my interviewing skills.
It's right. Wonderful.
That's
Shane,
what
we
doing.
Should wrap up the segment.
Wrap it up? Okay, yeah. We'll be back probably
wrap
with Adam on the
up.
Next segment, Jared.
Ooh.
I think Adam will be contacted in the next segment.
I'm looking forward to it.
Me
Yay.
Too.
We're 25 minutes to 11.
Thank you. I thought it was going to be so
awesome. That was awesome, Jared.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back maybe 22 minutes to 11. All right, let's go. Bye-bye.
Bye. You know that I can use somebody.
And we're back. All right.
Rock and roll.
The time is 11 o'clock Central. I'm waiting for my drink delivery. Jared, how's the drunken scale treating you?
I think we
thank you, Carrie.
We we're getting close to two. We're at
the Scoop score is 1.75 star.
But all right, the whole time.
But here I'm working towards that. I've got a wine and a beer over here, and I've got chips and dip.
So let me throw out the scope quandary right now. I can dial up Molly.
Yeah.
I've got her number. I don't have Adam's number on me. I might have it on my phone. But maybe we call Molly first, and then we call Adam in about half an hour or so. What do you say?
Shane, can I cross my legs on the show?
You certainly can. Go ahead. I think we're gonna
John, that's what a lady would do.
We're going to boost the female quotient. We're going to call Molly and see if she talks to us. So let's get some dialing music, Jared.
Dialing music tonight! New Year's Eve, or
I don't work well under pressure. Where's my jingles? There's my jingles.
Okay, we're dialing up right now. Let's get a little silence here. Nice, I like it. It's like Molly's down on the old... will she answer?
It's the first one I found.
I can't believe she's not answering.
Scope ho down.
She's not answering her phone.
Hey, this is Molly.
I'm sorry, I can't get to my phone right now.
Molly!
Leave me a message and I'll get back to you.
That's a terrible Molly.
Off the tone. Please record your message.
Turn that music down, Jared.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hello?
Hey, Molly, this is your friends at The Scope. We were calling to get a little bit of a feeling of what you're doing tonight. I'm assuming you're partying, having a good time with all of your friends. You know, she said, Jared, that she would come and visit The Scope if she had nothing planned. So things must have come together.
I thought she was throwing a party.
Congratulations, Molly!
So, Molly, we hope you have a great New Year. Thanks for being on the show. And guess what? You'll be invited back another time. Happy New Year, Molly. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Are we going to go to Adam now?
Yeah, I'm going to look up Adam my my list here.
While he looks that up, John, let me tell you...
Yes.
I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to ask you a question.
Ask
that
me.
The question is going to be...
Are you going to ask? Tell him a question or ask him
ask
a question?
Away.
I may have surpassed two on the Scope Drunk Scale.
Uh-oh.
Do you have any big plans for the 2009?
For the whole year?
Yeah. I'm looking for big, bold plans.
Bold plans.
I plan to work, to earn a living.
Wow. Raise your child in a conservative way?
Wow. Yeah, exactly.
If our shows were all like this, we would never have lasted as long as we have. So I think I have Adam's...
I'm going to chew chips on the phone.
I think I have Adam's number.
This is good radio.
It's not, really.
Yeah, was it dialing music?
Yeah, let me see if we can get Adam on the phone here. I like
and
that.
Now it's dialing music tonight.
Nice.
Our fucking phone. Dialing music. Shane's going to dial it.
It's like the Blizzard
up.
Man.
Dial it up.
Oh,
he's
I can't even get along.
Adam.
Okay, quiet everyone. Turn it down.
Adam.
See if this works.
Oh, they're doing Rock Band Roxanne. There's Earl! Earl's here!
I don't know if I have Adam's number.
What are you dialing?
I might have his old number.
What
I'm
are
not
you
sure.
dialing?
His old number?
He's dialing a cemetery.
Put on your headphones, Earl. Put on some headphones.
Leave a voice message, press 1, or Ollie. Just wait for the tone.
And then the barricade,
press 2 now.
Good luck. Earl, I'm kissing you at midnight.
Please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up.
Do they not know they're ruining our party?
Yeah.
Yo, Adam, this is your friends at The Scope, you know, the show that you're a part of. We're going to call you again. You call us if you get this, because we want to talk to you before the new year. Thank you, over and out.
Well, so, that was quick.
It was. So we've got a great special guest here. It's Earl.
Hello.
He brought popcorn.
He came to the party and brought the most prized commodity on earth, popcorn.
Hey, you want some?
No, I'm good. Thank you. Earl, what were you doing? Why are you here?
I was working. At a movie theater, making sure people that couldn't get dates had something to do tonight. And then I got the hell out of there and came here to where the party is.
So a lot of lonely masturbators at the theaters.
No, there's a lot of women.
Really?
Women masturbate, too. They play the coin slots.
Shane? I don't believe it.
This is tradition when Earl speaks.
Earl, go ahead. You've got 10 seconds.
What? Oh, I got nothing to say. Well, okay, single guys and single women, they'll show up. But it's funny, they sit on the opposite sides of the theater and don't get together.
Okay, we're on to John. Thank you.
I hit the post.
Hit the post.
Not hot.
So,
oh.
So, Earl, let me ask you a question. What was the most popular movie tonight?
You know, I couldn't tell, but I think it was between Valkyrie and The Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Is the Valkyrie movie, is it pronounced Valkyrie or is it pronounced something else?
You know, yes. I'll tell you what,
it's pronounced Hitler's Killer 6.
Yeah! You can see that at the score-off challenge. You know, it's funny, I should almost take a portable mic with me and put it at the box office because everybody pronounces the name different. I've even had Valkyrie.
Duck, you sucker.
Wow. That's a good one.
James Coburn.
Have you seen Valkyrie? And me personally, I don't cut Tom Cruise any slack because we know he doesn't kill Hitler.
No,
trying is not good enough. Am I right?
No, yeah, trying. If you can't do it,
he just squints
a lot.
No waste
of time. Yeah, but you know, I thought it was funny. I saw parts of the film. Whoa!
There he is, killing Hitler.
This is the most sound effects Jared's done in 4 shows.
No kidding,
he's done it all with Earl comes in.
Yeah, we're in the air. He can't be checking him out. Oh, somebody! He threw Hitler down the stairs.
Wow,
awesome.
That's how you kill
Donald
Hitler.
Sutherland.
Yes!
Plays Hitler.
And Donald Sutherland.
Spit it out, Earl. Enough of this
talking. I'm sorry. Tom Cruise actually looks younger in this.
This is a 44 Magnum.
It's beautiful.
He's
pulling out all the old Nick Adams sound effects.
Wow. I'll stop.
It's a beautiful Nick Adams show. Anyways,
talk about the film.
Talk about the film, please, Earl.
It's very loud. Half the people complain it's too loud. Half the people complain it's too soft. What? There's a really cool visual effect involving a record.
Okay.
Is the Valkyrie
that's all I've
movie?
Seen. That's all I've seen.
What? And what about Benjamin Button? Have you seen that movie? Because I really want to see it.
I want to see it, too. That's why I've not watched too much of it. Okay. Every time I do see it, I see him sitting in a place with old people, and they make this little girl play with him. But that's because the people that introduce him know that he's, 5-10 years old in his head.
People are pouring in, Earl, to the party. It's crazy.
Yeah, I know. Holy smokes.
They want to get here for the free champagne at midnight.
I guess, so they're not getting any of ours.
And popcorn.
So, Earl, let me ask you a question. What are you looking forward to in terms of pop culture in the year 2009?
X-Men Origins Wolverine.
What is it about that movie that excites you?
Because it looks like it's just going to be... I mean, the best part of the X-Men film has always been in Wolverine, and now that it's going to unleash him, and there's 100 ugly mutants in the film. The Blob, Deadpool, Gambit...
The whole crew.
I'm not even a big X-Men fan, but this movie's got me excited.
And One what? Shot, Dazzler, Mojo.
I would take Long Shot, my friend.
I just gave Shane a Woody.
Whoa, yeah, no kidding. That's why the table's up.
So let me ask you a question. What are you worried about in 2009? What are you worried about?
Transformers, Revenge of the Plotless.
Uh-oh. Let me ask you this question. I mean, people are clamoring for it. Will Spiel by return? We need an exclusive right now.
You know, I honest to God, I was meaning to...
Party! Hey, look who's here!
Earl, I ask you a question.
Yeah, I know,
will it come back?
I'm being seduced by Jared's girlfriend.
I doubt that.
Yes, it will come back. I think
I was actually going to talk to you. I'd like to do one about Watchmen.
Yeah, we need to do Watchmen.
I've been working on my Zack Snyder impersonation, and Steve loves it.
Well, I think a lot of people are going to get that.
No, he's got interviews all over. And then, of course, with the news, I don't know how up-to-date the scope. I know the scope's on
the scope is up-to-date, trust me.
So you know what
we're
just happened in
bitches.
That's good. So you know what happened in the last couple of days with the rulings.
What?
Of course. There's rulings, Jared.
Yes.
The sound of popcorn on the air.
Are you worried more about Transformers than you are G.I. Joe? Let's get that out of the way right now.
Well, that's a good question.
It's a great question. I ask nothing but great questions, Jared.
Joe. Shane, this is a great sound.
Nice.
That is.
Yeah, Joe is hopeless.
Look at that Foley artist in the making over there.
Wait, let me knock two coconuts together.
Yeah, let's do a horse going.
We gotta head him off at the path. Woo!
Earl, come on, spit it out.
John's just sitting there smiling.
Back on task. Come on, Earl.
Where's my Indian? The problem is they're both produced by Lorenzo Di Bonavinda, who is... I'm serious.
If you can't pronounce it.
Lorenzo Di Bonavita. He's got a screwy ass name. Thank you. Thank you.
Can you dig it?
Yes. That's it. Thank you.
I know shit.
And he's the guy that calls the movie products, and he's the one that thinks you got to change everything. And you can blame Spielberg. You can blame Michael Bay. You can blame the guy that directed the Mummy movies, but... The fault goes into him. He's the one that set these into motion, and he's the guy that sucks shit.
Isn't Spielberg out of the sequel, or not?
I don't know for sure.
So can you gain respect for Spielberg if he's out of the sequel?
No, he's out. He was a great director, but the last 8 years, since Minority Report, he's too old. He's lost his touch.
One of my favorite games of the year was produced by Steven Spielberg.
Which one was that? Oh, yeah,
Boom Blocks.
He told me about that one.
So he's got something going on.
Well, he just gave him an idea, and then they said, can we put your name on it? We'll sell more that way. And yeah, he said,
How do you know that, sir?
Explain yourself.
Oh, I know.
Show your work, bitches.
I know. Because that's how it works.
All right.
Do you think Watchmen's going to come out this year?
That's a great question. We've talked about that a little bit.
Yes.
I believe it will come out. And not only do I believe it will come out, I believe it will come out on the day that they've planned it to be released.
Okay.
I think they will strike a deal with Fox. Something will happen immediately. I don't think they can give that up.
Well, do you think the big giant squid will be in it?
I don't even know what that is.
Haven't you read the book?
I have read it, but I've read it so long ago I forgot.
Okay, yeah, I had that too. The squid was totally like, what the
No,
fuck
the
is
squid
this?
Isn't in it.
No squid, no movie.
Jared, it's called Squid Gate. That's what they've been calling it
squid
online.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you what's funny
gate.
Is, this is nothing.
No gate, a pension here, motherfuckers.
Yo. Now, I'm going to tell you something, a little movie talk here.
Little movie talk on the scope.
I'm back on the movie. Now I'm back in the movie loop.
Where's my movie talk music?
Little movie talk.
Go ahead.
I don't hear it.
We're playing Rock Band out here.
We got Rock Band.
The party is actually
hopping.
The party
has turned up, and you know what? The scary thing about the party, a lot of people with facial hair, it scares me.
Jared, are you ashamed of my
facial hair? This kind of thing happens in Hollywood all the time. This is not new. The only reason it's getting publicity is because it's Watchmen.
Watchmen. Yeah.
And that's what's going on. The odds are, if you take a look at any movie release from Christmas to Memorial Day, it means the studio does not have much hope in it.
You think they? I think they're releasing it at off time because I think many people are going to go see it.
Whoa! Hello, Carrie.
You know, my wife is sitting on her lap right now.
Yeah. She the hell?
She never sits on my lap.
Yeah.
Come over here. Sit on my lap now,
Carrie. I have the funniest lap in
the
world.
Where the fuck is my lap action? Wow. Where's my lap action?
Your lap is sore. Trust me,
my
buddy.
My lap is talking
sore
some facial hair.
It's a sore, worn-out lap.
Where's my lap action?
My lap is not worn out.
So, yeah.
What are you talking about? I can't reach the mic. Watch me. Right, you do have a Carrie sandwich.
Right, Earl's in a Carrie sandwich.
Yeah! With ham.
Hey,
I don't know. That's, I mean,
that's why Earl's not on the scope when you say stuff like that.
Oh,
and here comes the boy.
Mike Craven. Carrie sandwich on the side of Mike.
Guess what, Jared? I think we need to wrap this segment up.
Hold on. I'm twittering.
Jared is twittering as we speak.
Man, I now officially do not want this
year
to end.
Okay, the time is 11:10. We're closing in on New Year's.
We're under an hour.
So
we try Adam again?
That's what I'm guessing.
We will, but I think we need to verify our numbers to make sure I have the
right. I am Adam now.
Son of a bitch.
All right. I am the Jewish one. I am Adam.
Okay, well, we'll talk later.
Or did you bait the issue?
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Scope listeners.
Bye. Tell her I love her too.
And we are back.
Hell yeah. Wait, let me do that
again.
Hold on.
Most of our pictures have alcohol.
Hello, Scope Faithful. It is about 10 after 12. We have reached the new year, 2009. Jared and I are sitting here with our lady friends. Lady friends. Angie.
Say hello,
Carrie,
lady friends.
Carrie. Kent.
Hello.
Say hello, lady friends.
Shane, what number do you have for
I will be doing a weird drumming
we're looking
accent
to try
throughout
to call
the
Adam
rest of the program.
That is a new number, Carrie. We're dialing up Adam
right now
to see what his...
Oh my God, this is awesome.
This is very exciting. I need to put this in my phone. We haven't talked to Adam all night long.
Why do I have Adam's number? I don't even like him that much.
Wow.
Really?
Well, you can tell him that. Here we go. Let's see if Adam picks up.
Beth has this song.
She goes,
"You have called is unavailable right now."
What the fuck?
What the hell?
Fail.
Ah!
Switch. 3, 5, 1.
Give it here.
What did that say?
The phone to me.
It's still
give it here.
Seriously?
This is the worst Scope show ever.
Called unavailable right now. Please try again later.
Are you got it right, Shane?
Switch. 3, 5,
suspense
1.
Accents just for you, Shane.
Yeah. Adam hates you guys, I think.
I'm pissed at him that he didn't even call us.
Yeah, this isn't good.
Well, let's get down to brass tacks here, Jared. We've got our lady
let's
friends on here.
We've got women folk
Adam.
In the house.
We have never had Angie on the Scope Show before.
Oh,
she is a driving force behind the program. Whatever happens on the show goes through her. Angie.
Pretty much. She clears everything.
First of all, quick questions. Favorite movie, television show, album of the year? Let's hear it. And you need
trouble.
To talk. You can't sign it like
Sex
you normally
in the City,
do.
Sex in the City, and soundtrack from Sex in the City.
Well, I only saw one movie. That was Sex in the
Sex
City.
Sex in the City, so that was your favorite. That's nice. Way too long, by the way, and I needed Aiden in that movie. Thank you.
It was still
I love
fun.
Aiden.
It was pretty long, yeah.
Favorite television show?
I love Aiden with an N.
Top Model? My Paris is my new BFF?
I gotta go with Top Model.
Now, by the way, I have to say that Jared hated Top Model. He's hated Harris Hilton.
No.
And because of you, he loves it.
What?
That's sick, Jared.
That's not true.
It's not true.
I never watched them before now, but...
Oh, I'm glad you discovered them.
He's in the light.
Listen to those cackling hens.
I don't even know what happened. Am I being slaughtered?
I think you're being slaughtered.
I think so.
Wow.
Nothing but love.
He won't even watch Fringe. He won't even watch Fringe.
What?
Jared poo-pooed Fringe.
He poo-pooed it.
I didn't poo-poo it.
He poo-poo plattered
yes,
it.
Did.
He's like a Hawaiian restaurant. He poo-poo plattered it.
I like spam.
So what's your favorite show of the year, Angie? Let's get to it.
I said Next Top Model.
Next Top Model.
America's Next Top Model.
And then your favorite song or album of the year.
Ooh.
That's a tough one.
Wow, that's... Yeah.
Wow.
That is a tough one.
I fail at being Jared's girlfriend because I don't really listen to the radio.
I don't either.
I don't know.
She doesn't know.
Don't look for me for answers.
Don't look for him for answers.
I cannot help
you. Can't you just tell me something?
No. You can, I don't know.
Let's just go favorite song.
Uh-oh, they're favorite talking about pants. Song? Carrie Lynn.
Pants are coming off.
Carrie what? Lynn, you heard the questions. Why don't you give me some answers? Favorite movie of the year. Go. That's my wife, by the way. She's never heard the show.
Carrie Lynn. I haven't really seen any movies.
That's what I said.
You saw movies, Carrie.
What movies, Jared?
You saw Iron Man. That was there.
I love Iron Man.
Iron Man's probably the best.
Favorite TV show of the year, Carrie?
Did you see The Dark Knight?
I like Deadliest Catch.
Really?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Wait, Carrie. Stop that. You're distracting her from taking my picture.
Oh.
Whoa. Carrie, favorite TV show? You said Deadliest Catch. What else? Give me one more. Now.
Way to put her on the spot. Okay,
I don't know.
Song.
Favorite album or
I like song? Top Chef.
Top Chef's a
Top
good
Chef,
one.
Top Chef, really?
Yes. It is. It's an awesome show.
Okay.
Favorite song? I like If I Were a Boy by Beyonce.
All right. And then
let me look it up.
And then favorite position of the year, missionary or reverse cowboy?
Wow.
Too much information. I do not. I'm not going to answer that. I will not.
You could go with doggy style.
I cannot answer that.
Kent, I wish. I wish, Kent.
Kent, come on.
She's much taller than me. It makes it very hard.
There's nothing wrong with doggy.
Does it, Shane?
It does. That's what she said. Thank you. What a terrible New Year's show, Jared.
Terrible New
Year's
show?
What? I'm
not fun. No, I just want to point out that Shane was dancing with our daughter to Chris Brown the other day.
I was.
Yeah. Oh, I don't like that picture.
With the door shut so no one could see it happen.
T-Burst is online.
T-Burst.
That's a very sexy picture.
We're taking sexy pictures, just in case.
Angie, a New Year's resolution of 2009. Go ahead.
Get a damn job.
Get a damn job and a ring, I've heard, as well. Is that true?
Wow.
I wouldn't object to that.
Oh.
Upgrade.
Ouch.
Yeah.
I like it.
I'll go along.
I was going to steer it in a really nasty direction, but I won't. Third input. That's all I've got to say.
Third input. Jeez.
Wow.
I had to say it. And Carrie, what about you?
Shane, this is off the rails.
Divorce?
I got to think about that one. Sorry, Shane.
There we go.
She's taking someone else's
Shane's
champagne.
Shane's not that bad.
I'm not. I mean, that's about as good as New Year's resolution. Husband, not that bad.
Carrie,
not that bad.
Carrie with a C.
Yeah.
Any predictions for the year? You made pretty good predictions last year. You said I would find a girlfriend.
Yeah.
You said
was that
Brian.
Was that a pity prediction, Jared?
Brian,
like, it's been long enough. We might as well throw it out there.
The year before, I said Holly would have a baby.
Oh.
I'm really not having a good.
Beyonce finally showed up.
Beyonce.
Yeah. It's my favorite song. Anyway, I think that Carrie with a K will have a really good year.
Really? What does that mean?
I don't know. You just
what is a good year, though?
Wait and see.
I need specifics.
Jared,
this show is about specifics.
I think it's
you having a good year.
I think it's a total domination
Carrie
year.
Carrie says they're going to have a good year.
Total domination.
Carrie's going to make out with hot guys, a lot of them.
Wow.
Will Carrie bang like Kent tonight,
Will Jason
Carrie?
King be one of
no.
them?
No.
I don't think Jason's going to be one of them.
Jason, are you going to go into Jason King's house tonight, Carrie with the K?
No, darling, I'm not.
Why are we calling him?
Darling, what are you? Who says darling
a lot? Why isn't this song on Rock Band?
Here's my drunk.
Sing it, Angie.
I don't know this song.
Angie, what's wrong with you?
I'm very pathetic.
You should know this song.
You're not pathetic. You're wonderful.
Holly, do you know this song? Oh.
She doesn't have headphones.
That's really cute. So we get sexy.
It's Beyonce. If I Were a Boy.
There we go. That's sexy.
Sexy.
Get her other big hit song, Jared.
What's that?
All the Single Ladies.
All the Single Ladies. I'll sing a little bit of that.
Shane loves that song.
Shane, sexy picture, please. That's pathetic. That is pathetic.
I don't know what sexy is. Look at me.
Do Blue Steel.
Not hot.
Blue Steel.
There we go. Oh my.
Jared's looking.
Trying to find it.
Is this our worst New Year's show ever, Jared?
Jared, where's the Single Ladies?
Oh, the Single Ladies. Oh, the Single Ladies.
Shane, if you like it, then you should have put a ring on it.
I think I did.
Yeah, you did.
What? Turn it up,
Good
Jared.
Good job. Here we go.
Have you heard this song before, Angie?
Dance a little.
Song of the year. Song of the year.
Jared makes up for my lack of pop culture knowledge.
What? You should know Beyonce.
I know what Beyonce.
She's kicking ass.
Recent Beyonce.
This song is costing us $10,000, by the way.
It's a party.
Jared, any predictions from you for 2009?
I don't know.
I want to hear Angie's prediction.
Yeah, yes, Angie. You think you know it all. You think you know everything. Let's just spit it out right now.
What? I got nothing.
People are talking. People are talking about your predictions of 2009.
No, we're talking about Carrie's predictions of 2009.
Mine are very good this year. Who's that? Craven is back.
Craven is back with a Batman Yay! Shirt.
Last time Craven was here,
he mopped up the champagne.
Last time he was here, he was sitting still and also looked at him, and it was like a champagne explosion all over his body. I don't know what
Mike,
he did.
Mike, do I need to plug in a guitar?
Jared, you got a lot of editing to do on this show.
I'm not editing at all.
Mike Craven.
Do you want to wrap up this segment?
Let's wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Are we coming back for a final segment, or
I
is this
I think we should do a final segment probably.
Okay,
later,
one final segment.
On.
Holly would like to be on.
I want Holly to be on.
Holly's in the next segment.
Holly's in the next one.
Whoa!
She seems like she's got
Holly's got a sweet ass.
She's got a lot on her chest. She's got a lot to say, and I'm sure it involves Earl, so I'm very excited.
Maybe
you know?
We get the both of them on.
The both of them. I'll have a little newlywed game right
there
here. So we'll be back in 2-2, Jared. 2-2.
Sounds like fun.
Hey, everybody, we're back with our last update of the night. It's going on 2 o'clock, Jared. Jared, where are you on the drunk scale?
Oh, God. I'm going to go here.
The Scoop score is... 3 stars.
Wow.
Getting close to pass out zone.
Now here's the problem, Jared. You were supposed to give me a drive home. What am I going to do?
Well, I hired a Mexican day laborer and a donkey cart, so you're probably okay.
Well, donkey. So we've got two ladies here. Please introduce yourself, ladies.
I am Holly.
Holly and this other lady here with a terrific jewelry around her neck. Reminds Aww. Me of someone.
Thank you so much. I'm Erin. I'm Holly's twin, if you didn't know.
I would have never guessed it. So we've been asking people throughout the night your favorite movie, television program, and musical selection of the year 2008. Holly, we'll start with you.
Favorite movie was probably Iron Man.
Iron Man. Better than Batman.
I think it was more fun than Batman. Batman was very heavy.
It was.
And it was a little hard to watch Heath at times.
Yeah.
Just knowing he wasn't around anymore, it's kind of sad.
It was a little heavy, wasn't it? Favorite television program? Do you watch any new television shows, Holly? Or does Earl,
I watch a lot of Law and Order.
Does Earl ban you from watching television?
Which Law and Order, though, Holly?
There's like eight of them.
I like the Special Victims Unit. The kind that makes me totally lose my faith in humanity.
Have you noticed that at any time in the universe, Law and Order is on somewhere?
Oh, it's always on. I watch it constantly.
It is,
new
that's true.
New TV shows, I guess I like John and Kate Plus 8.
Is that something to aspire to, having 8 children?
Oh, God, no, please. And especially not all, like, 6 at once, like that poor woman.
Now,
maybe not, but Earl's been impregnating everybody all night.
Earl's been telling me he's very excited to try for number 2. What say you of that?
Maybe not this year, maybe next year. Let me get my goddamn body back for, like, 2 seconds.
Uh-oh. Law and Order Special Earl Victim Unit.
It's my song. I'm going to do a dance.
And finally, your favorite song or artist or album of the year. Do you have any selections?
I'm trying to think if I got any new albums this year. The Linkin Park album was okay.
I liked it.
Jared liked it.
There's a couple really good songs.
I guess did Fort Minor come out this year or last year?
Jared.
Oh, that was last year.
Last year, okay.
You're so behind the times,
Holly.
They
need a new one.
No, I know, they do. They're awesome.
And Holly's twin, you've got a lot to say. You've been very verbose through the entire party tonight.
I'm sorry.
And, you know, I know you watch movies. I know you watch television.
I don't watch anything at all. Never.
What do you do? What do you do with your time?
Gosh, besides being an annoying dork?
Oh, my goodness. I would never admit
yes,
that on the...
besides that.
Yeah, besides that. You must have other goals. And
well, I'm an aspiring videographer, actually.
So that
aspiring,
means you go out...
I think you've accomplished it.
Jared, is that true?
Yeah, she's posted some pretty bitchin' convergence videos.
I'm famous on the YouTubes.
You like YouTube, so you're
don't
into...
You know, no,
I don't like them. I don't like them. It's just my memes.
So do you like record skateboarding bulldogs and that sort of thing?
No, I record Tusken Raiders watching porn.
Yes, hentai.
That is bizarre.
And drunk slave Leias, drunk Wonder Women.
Wonder Women.
I love
That's
it.
Plural. That's
a great. Notice the plural.
Is there a good market for that sort of thing? Do you make a lot of money doing that?
Guys, I think I have about $1 billion internet dollars. I don't know what those are worth, though.
Does a drunken Wonder Woman's boob, is it the perfect boob ever? That's what I want to know. Just like nipples that can knock your eyeball out? Is that what we're talking about? I said it. It's 2 a.m. What the hell do you want, Jared?
I don't know, but the Luke Skywalker that was in that video.
That's what I want. I think Jared has a Luke Skywalker costume, by the way.
Does he?
Yes, he does.
Jared?
I do, but Angela wore it on Halloween.
That was scary, by the way.
Was it?
Yeah, a little bit.
She wore the Luke Ski wig,
yeah,
I believe.
It's crazy.
Oh, anything,
sorry, Luke Ski.
Anything involving Luke Ski is kind of scary.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, snap.
He listens. Don't be nice.
Luke Ski, we love you. Please call in whenever you like.
Oh, whatever.
Let's call Luke Ski right now. Do we have his number?
I do.
Yeah, call him. Call him. Do it.
Do it.
Fucking do it.
Okay, we're calling Luke Ski. Angie.
Angie, that's Holly.
Sorry. Wow. Start dialing and then put it back on the cradle, the phone cradle. Jared, on a scale of 1 to 10, where does this scope show fit? Is this one of the worst shows we've ever had?
And you know we only go to 4.
It's definitely the most attractive, considering me and Holly are here.
Wow.
This is a disaster. 2¾ stars.
It's ringing. We're calling
Luke Ski.
Holly, you
We're
will talk to Luke Ski. There we go. Quiet to her, Holly.
Wait, maybe I should answer, because you can't tell us apart.
Am I live on the scope?
How the fuck did you know that? You and your goddamn ESP. Were your ears burning, man?
Luke Ski!
Luke ain't got anything better to do on New Year's than...
Luke Ski, you are live on the scope.
Hey, how's it going?
It's great. We hope we didn't interrupt you sleeping. We can barely hear you. It's quite a party here. What's going on in your neck of the woods, Luke Ski? Please give us a description.
Well, myself and the lovely Sarah Trice are just over at my brother's house in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin, basically playing some Guitar Hero World Tour. I was on drums. She was on. We were on lead or bass. What were you playing? Yeah, she switched from lead to bass, and rocking out to some No Sleep Till Brooklyn and Sweet Home Alabama and other tunes. So I need to get my chops together so that me and Jared can have a big rock off at some point.
Rocks off with the cocks off.
Did you say cock off or rock off?
I think you said rocks off, Jared.
Okay,
Luke Ski, how many strippers are over there right now? That's the main question we need to know. And breast size.
Besides him?
Strippers and breast size. How many are there? Hello?
How many what are there?
Strippers, Luke Ski. Strippers, Luke Ski.
What?
Strippers. Holly, talk to him.
Strippers!
were no strippers there. My surprise, my brother's friends are all very straight-laced, white-red people. I was expecting, the press to be there, for there to be a lot of alcohol and debauchery, and it was pretty bad. So,
Jared,
the cleanest thing we had to a stripper is Sarah, but, she managed to, keep all of
the
clothes on this time around.
Wait.
Luke Ski, use your powers right now to get Sarah's top off. Let's work on that.
Yes!
Right on the radio.
I don't believe this is the real Luke Ski if there was no drunken debauchery involved.
No.
I mean, seriously, Luke Ski, there's always drunken debauchery. Am I right? I'm right. Click yes for yes.
Click yes for yes. That might be the line of the night.
Yes for yes.
Luke Ski, in all seriousness, we've been asking everyone the same question. Favorite television show, favorite movie, favorite musical act of the year. Let's start with you and your favorite movie of the year. Let's go ahead. Come on.
Favorite movie of the year? Ooh, man, I don't want to be cliche and say something that everybody else is saying.
It's probably too late for that, but
let's just say a personal favorite of mine and Sarah's was Igor.
Igor?
Yes.
For real?
Yeah, have you seen it?
Yes.
It had some pretty darn funny moments, in my opinion.
I couldn't agree with you more, my friend.
There he is.
What? And what about television show?
How about this? Let me go with Sarah's answer. My answer would be, let's say, Bedtime Stories. That was a really funny movie.
That's two votes.
That's the second vote for Bedtime Story.
Second vote for Bedtime Story, Luke Ski. Congratulations. What about television? I know you are a man that watches a lot of popular television programs, anywhere from the local news all the way down to America's Funniest Home Videos. You've got to have an opinion.
Okay. Next topic, favorite TV show is think of something. For me, Sarah says Chuck for her.
Sarah's a very smart lady.
That's to show my support for a show that I think needs to get more attention from people who listen to the Scope. I'm going to go for The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, we've got a lot of votes for that. Luke, let me ask you, is it gross or really gross to watch Jared and Angie make out all the time? Because it's fairly pretty gross to me.
I make money off that shit, okay?
I'm being in that mood when they're around me, they're like adjourned to other rooms and I never get to see them. So, I'm going to witness the making out.
God, I'm looking at it right now. It looks like the Sarlacc pit sucking down Boba Fett, and it grosses me out.
Subscribe to our webcam.
Jeez Louise, enough already. We get it. You love each other. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, finally, music of the year, Luke Ski.
She's dressed up like me right now.
I think she is.
That's the only way I can get hot.
Jared really is turned on by that. Luke Ski, you listen to a lot of music. I know you love everything from ABBA to the Carpenters to the Captain Tennille, but I know that there's things you've heard this year that you just cannot get enough of. Let's hear it.
All right, well, off the top of my head, I'd have to say the soundtrack of Dr. Horrible's Sing-Along Blog.
Oh, my goodness. You are just a Joss Whedon masturbator.
He's just gay.
They say you're gay here. Is that true?
Neil Patrick Harris. Who isn't gay for him?
I'm not gay.
I'm totally gay for him.
I'm definitely not gay.
Finally, Luke Ski, what is your big prediction for the year 2009?
I'm gay for NPH.
We've got to hear it.
My big prediction for the year 2009 is that somebody or something, some manifestation of something that was once thought to be dead will rise from the ashes like a great phoenix to touch glory and acclaim. That's
Andre
my prediction.
The Giant.
So you're saying Andre the Giant?
Oh, yeah.
He will be back.
Something probably just about as cool, if not cooler, than Andre the Giant.
I like Leaping Lenny Poffo myself, but that's just my old school wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
Luke Ski, you are a master at your craft.
Oh, yeah.
People respect and love you.
Happy New Year, Luke.
And happy New Year to
happy
you,
New
Luke
Happy New Year to
Ski.
You and your lady.
I can't believe you just said that with a straight face.
Well, thank you very much. And thanks for including me here on the Scope New Year's Eve evening of alcohol and debauchery.
It's a pleasure.
It is awesome.
A pleasure and an honor, Luke Ski. We bid you adieu.
Good night.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Luke Ski. So there you go. One of the best interviews we've ever done. Thank you. And I ran it.
It was awesome.
Thank you,
Shane. It was spectacular. I was here to witness it.
Jared, any final parting thoughts before you make out with your girlfriend?
No. I'm pretty ready to stick my tongue down her throat.
All right, Angie. Angie, thank you for sitting on Jared's lap. We move on to Holly.
Yes.
Your parting thoughts. I mean, this is a very important time. Not a lot of people get this spot in the...
Lost for words. I'm looking forward to 2009, and 2008. It was eventful and tough and long at times. But
so get ready for an even harder year in 2009. Way to go!
Well, come on, Obama's in office now, isn't everybody supposed to like have a pony?
Well,
and
we'll all be
and
rising.
$1 million.
I got my coupon for my pony.
We'll all be rising to heaven.
I know. We're gonna ascend. You know how he got to Hawaii? He walked on the water.
He did.
Ooh.
And Angie's twin, your final thoughts. You might have the last thoughts of the night.
Okay, well, please. First of all, I've been told I'm supposed to say that Jeff is the funniest guy ever.
Who's Jeff?
I have no idea.
Is he here?
She just told me to say it.
Obviously, it's either John or myself are the funniest guy.
John is the funniest guy ever.
She said Jeff.
Jeff.
And, okay, I have to bring this up. This is please. My civil duty
yeah.
as a geek to bring up this very important cause
yeah.
that we need to do something about. Keanu Reeves being cast as Spike Spiegel in the live-action Cowboy Bebop movie. We can't allow this to happen. See, look at Holly's face.
She's sickened.
That disgust.
I haven't heard about this.
Yes,
this is barfy.
I've got to know Holly.
Keanu Reeves, not good.
Holly and Holly's twin third input. What's the story with that? Why are people interested in that?
That's news to me.
It's
and
news.
That is gross.
John has been talking about fader. It all
yeah,
night
much,
long.
It's one of the most amazing what? Anime series
I can make
ever
myself
created.
Louder than
and they put Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, think of like the coolest anime dude ever, and they're gonna make that douchebag play him. Really? Really? Really?
I'm highly Ick. Sickened by this. Yeah. I signed a petition. Everyone should go do it.
Ick.
It's their civil duty as an American.
I don't think he should really be allowed to do much of anything, honestly. Unless he's gonna do another Bill and Ted movie, he should pretty much have to STFU.
He can give me money.
Or he can give me money, yes.
There we have it.
He can give us money.
Money is changing hands.
It is changing hands.
She'll spend it at Christian Dior.
Jared, wrap this sucker up. Stop talking to your girl and get on the mic.
I'm wrapping it up.
Hit a button. Everybody, this has been The Scope for 2008. We will see you next year.
Peace.
Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
646-495-9201, extension 70055.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying, Annyeong. Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.
Girl, you cannot silence me. I will end the show. Blah, 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 blah.
2009 rules. Later.